Let's go into Studio C with the musicians themselves right now. Lon Piñon.
This is called El Huerfanito. It's a huapango from the Huasteca region of Mexico.
This is called El Poder del Amor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Las Conchitas.
Trio Nuevo Mexicano is going to be the title of this first full-length album from Lon Piñon. We're here. You've been hearing them. It, you know, sometimes this studio can sound like a shack in the woods, and I think and that's a good thing.
Yeah, we're very comfortable with that environment.
Yeah, and it sort of sounds like it. We're meeting the band themselves, Noah Martinez. You've heard him on guitarón and percussion, Jordan Wax on violin and vox, Greg Glassman on guitar and vox vocals. So welcome. The new record is on its way, but there's a sort of interesting journey. First of all, when we talk about where you come from, Missouri, New Hampshire, New Mexico, now, this tradition of Mexican, New Mexican, Rio Grande music, I'm not sure how we would want to define it, was a discovery for at least two of you. It was probably a discovery for all three of you. How did that discovery happen, and in what different kinds of ways? Noah, can you, being the New Mexican, we'll ask you to start.
Well, to tell you the truth, it kind of took these guys to show me a lot of this very traditional stuff that goes way back. Of course, I grew up playing in wedding ranchera bands, like most of the people around here have, and all the post. I played every post in Albuquerque, and so I was really into that. And then I kind of met Jordan and Greg, and they introduced me to the old stuff that they found. Where did you guys find this music?
I first found recordings of Cleofes Ortiz. Was the main inspiration, that were recorded by Kin and Jeannie Kepler, and I think in the 80s or 90s.
And Greg?
Well, Jordan and I had played music in other configurations before, and unbeknownst to each other, we moved to New Mexico the same week. And we had been out of touch for some time. And shortly after that, we were in a bookstore and just found a compendium of regional tunes. And we have a kind of a bent on discovering what's kind of local about a place with its music and traditions anyway. So we were kind of drawn to it and started listening to the songs and just kind of got together and were teaching ourselves these fiddle tunes and some of the lyrics as well. It just kind of started from, like, amateur archaeology, just kind of like digging in the dirt and what's around your feet. And that's how we found it by accident.
When Neil Copperman from Amp Concerts was first talking you up, he said, now this is different. You know, he said a lot of the New Mexican tradition is going to come from these families, the Martinez, the Apodacas, Vigil. Mm-hmm. It's going to come from these families. These guys are approaching it in a different way, but you have to remember who's going to be playing this music 25 years from now. And that's why this group is important, and that's why he wanted to put them on as representing in New Mexico. Now, when it comes to the archaeology, where is that coming from? Are you scouring through, like, the Donald Robb collection and stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, everything we can get a hold of has been interesting, and the J. Donald Robb collection has been really cool to listen to. Yeah. And the best thing is when we meet older people who can talk to us about things and share CDs and connect us.
Now, you're including some New Mexican traditional stuff, but as people were listening, they were hearing a very specific kind of falsetto vocal. And that's not native to this region. Can you tell us about the roots of that? And especially because you know some of the masters of this music, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. That style of singing from the Huasteca region of Mexico, kind of north of Mexico City and east on the towards the Gulf Coast. And they call it falsete. And it's a really keystone part of the huapango style from the Huasteca region. Part of the vocal tradition is that falsete style.
Now, do we know whether that's just a sort of a regional variant on the grito, or is that connected to perhaps even an older tradition where the indigenous language was often spoken in a very high nasal fashion?
Yeah, there's no telling. I mean, it could, and it seems like most of the times when you try to trace back musical traditions in that region, you find it's all been mixed together for so long and there's no way to really know at this point, but it is certainly very at home down in that region and very familiar to everyone there.
Now, for some of us, we may have, if it's not in our blood and our roots, we may have first heard this style from the group Trio Las Campanas. Is that correct?
The group we were talking about earlier, Los Camperos de Valles.
Oh, Los Camperos de Valles. Okay.
Yeah.
Who are from that region. You actually had a chance to meet them and see them working out in really, like, normal, just working band conditions.
Yeah. It was really inspiring to see them. They were playing at a quinceañera in Ciudad Valles, and it was a really cool experience just to see them doing one of their regular gigs and to see these people that are kind of, you know, the greatest living exponents of a tradition, but still bringing it in their community in a really humble way and making it a part of celebrations and something that was accessible and part of daily life.
Now, you're currently based, I think, in New Mexico between Santa Fe and Albuquerque. So that's where folks are going to see you as this new record rolls out and a lot of shows around the region. You're working multiple traditions, but traditions don't stay still. How are you approaching it as the contemporary musicians that you are?
I think a lot of it just comes from, like you said, you know, we don't come from this tradition. Like, we all started playing different music as kids. We were all into rock and roll. And then, you know, like, for me, just I played with a lot of the blues guys here in town. And so a lot of that goes. Jordan is a studied fiddle in Missouri under some of the really great traditional guys over there, and Greg's been doing like a lot of gospel music and bluegrass for a long time. So, you know, it's to us, it's music. It's purely music instead of so much traditional. Okay, this has to be exactly this way. I don't think I could never accomplish that myself. So it's like putting our own spin on it the way we're hearing it, because we're all musicians. Music is the international language, right? So I think that's the way I feel is that.
We're going to hear one of the New Mexican instrumental pieces that you take on. Like I said, when I first heard it, it's sort of down home in the mountains somehow. How conscious of were you of that? Because it has some of this sort of American roots approach to it. Was that something that just came naturally through your playing together? Or were you like, okay, we're gonna go.
La Julia. Thank you. El Portalito.
Once in another interview, like, how do we check ourselves in terms of the validity and the of our actions with this music, with something that came way before us that we have discovered for us for our own sake and musical interests, and how do we responsibly handle that, and how do we judge that? And the only answer that made sense to me that I could come up with, or maybe that day anyway, was that it's not really up to us to judge. The only thing we can do is approach it with, like, the truest intent and sincerity out of the love for music in general, the love of the role that traditional music plays in any given culture. And that has to be your guide. Whether we're doing it, the stalwarts are never going to be happy that it's not completely traditional. You know, people who are into new music and composing new music and pushing music forward, they're going to be bored. It's not really up to us to judge that. The only thing we can do is just do it with the truest intent we can. And we are who we are. Like you said, one of us is from the Midwest. I'm from the Northeast. Noah is 11th or 12th generation New Mexico. There's nothing we can do to approach it any other way other than make sure that it's all coming from a good place.
Because these songs are real, hard on the sleeve songs, weepy songs. I mean, there's no irony to your delivery. I can certainly attest to that. Yeah. That mm-hmm. You're coming from there. Are there certain technical things there have to be certain technical things to all three of the instruments you're playing tonight that are regional stylistically? Sometimes when I hear these slightly sour fiddle notes, I go, I don't know. And then someone who knows the music better says, no, there's something you're not hearing. You've got to get used to hearing. Mm-hmm. Are there experiences like that that you've either incorporated or said, this is a little too, this one we'll lay aside to make our music?
Well, I think some of what Greg said speaks to that and the process of filtering that out, and how I think one thing that really informed my approach was getting to work, like Noah said, with the traditional masters in Missouri and having met these traditional masters in Mexico. And I see they are incredibly creative and spontaneous musicians. And they do, their life is about experiencing it as music, even though it is part of a tradition as well. And their example has been, I had the privilege to work with fiddlers in a family dynasty and hear recordings of them and their father and their grandfather and hear the differences and hear how much spontaneity and creativity is part of the traditional process, and how in each step the musicians were kind of pulling whatever they could get their hands on to express that, like Greg said, that sincerity and that intent, and draw out of the tune the most that they possibly could. And so I think a lot of that is an unconscious process, and we bring a lot of different influences, which I think they were doing too. It's just they had really different lives and access to different information and cultural resources than we do now. And so I feel like in the same way we're approaching like they did, but as modern people from our backgrounds and in our place in the world. And I think a lot of that is, like Greg said, you bring a certain intent and a certain appreciation of alignment with what you like about the music, and then you just have to kind of relax and see what's the best you can do. And it's always a surprise what comes out. So I think rarely do we have to moderate and say, like, oh, that was too Missouri sounding there, because, you know, sometimes Cleophas Ortiz sounded pretty Missouri like, you know.
Now, February will be the rollout of the official CD release. There are shows before then, and you're a fairly busy band, especially when the weather warms up. I imagine you'll be easy to find. But if we want to keep track of you, is a website the best place, or Facebook or both? SoundCloud?
Both in tandem. Yeah, we keep the website, lonepinon.com, up to date. Also the fake book, Facebook.
Wrong band, bro.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of fake things about Facebook. The Facebook profile is up to date, too. But, you know, coming up, we're once a month at the Second Tree Brewery at the Rail Yard. That's kind of our home base gig. We also play El Camino Dining Room on
Saturday
on
mornings.
4th Street. Yeah, Saturday mornings, kind of when we want, every couple of weeks. Noah's got family there. And then some gigs coming up with Amp Concerts. Neil from Amp Concerts has been just incredibly supportive. He invited us, like you mentioned, to Global Kirky. Albuquerque Folk Fest has had us twice, and just been real supportive. So we're going to do some library concerts with Amp Concerts February 9th and February 20th. So we're excited for those. And also coming up is a benefit that we're doing at El Camino Dining Room on the 22nd of this month, January 22nd. It's a Friday, I believe.
It's a Friday, and that'll be to help a member of the community down there in the North Valley. My cousin Rosie Apodaca, she had some very sudden and tragic health issues go on, and so we're all kind of pulling together just for her, just to support her. She's been really cool. She goes to see us most Saturdays. She's there, and so, you know, it'll be a cool thing. It's kind of like a
La Petenera.
Been listening to Lon Piñon, recorded live in our own Studio C. The band are Noah Martinez, guitarron, Jordan Wax on vocals and violin, Greg Glassman on guitar and vocals.